When you walk into the office in the morning and see the storm clouds over your boss's head, you know precisely what's coming. That angry part has a characteristic tone of voice, vocabulary, and body posture, so different from yesterday when you shared pictures of your kids. Parts are not just feelings, but distinct ways of being, with their own beliefs, agendas, and roles in the overall ecology of our lives. How well we get along with ourselves depends largely on our internal leadership skills, how well we listen to our different parts, make sure they feel taken care of, and keep them from sabotaging one another. Parts often come across as absolutes when in fact they represent only one element in a complex constellation of thoughts, emotions, and sensations. If Margaret shouts, "I hate you," in the middle of an argument, Joe probably thinks she despises him. And in that moment, Margaret might agree. But in fact, only a part of her is angry. And that part temporarily obscures her generous and affectionate feelings, which may well return when she sees the devastation on Joe's face. Every major school of psychology recognizes that people have sub-personalities and gives them different names. In 1890, William James wrote, "It must be admitted that the total possible consciousness may be split into parts which coexist but mutually ignore each other and share the objects of knowledge between them." Carl Jung wrote, "The psyche is a self-regulating system that maintains its equilibrium just as the body does. The natural state of the human psyche consists in a jostling together of its components and in their contradictory behavior." And the reconciliation of these opposites is a major problem. Thus, the adversary is none other than the other in me. Modern neuroscience has confirmed this notion of the mind as a kind of society. Michael Gazzaniga, who conducted pioneering split-brain research, concluded that the mind is composed of semi-autonomous functioning modules, each of which has a special role. In his book, The Social Brain, 1985, he writes, "But what of the idea that the self is not a unified being, and there may exist within us several realms of consciousness? From our split-brain studies, the new idea emerges that there are literally several selves, and they do not necessarily converse with each other internally." MIT scientist Marvin Minsky, a pioneer of artificial intelligence, declared, "The legend of the single self can only divert us from the target of that inquiry. It can make sense to think there exists inside your brain a society of different minds. Like members of a family, the different minds can work together to help each other, each still having its own mental experiences that the others never know about.